Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we are joined by very special guest, Michelle Brazier.
Hi guys, I'm Joel.
Oh my god.
Third one.
Who the hell's in the room with me?
Sorry, yeah, that's bizarro, Joel.
Whoa! Yeah, this is the first time we've actually had the true Joel on here. Yeah, I've been talking
crazy
shit forever.
Yeah. It's nice we can finally get rid of Jackson. Like, I'll be honest.
Yeah! Can be three Joels, I'll go.
I'll
figure out a new career.
Yeah, so Michelle / Joel has finally made it a dream come true of one podcast hosted by three Joels, which I think immediately will make us significantly more successful without us having to change anything.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, so, big time.
If you pull the triple Joel, everybody knows it's a huge move.
Yeah, yeah. It's
especially not being triplets. If you were triplets, that'd be too much, I think.
You can't all have the same name and same face.
That's fucked up to do. You can't actually do that.
Rules.
It's fucked up to do, yeah.
What maniac parent is being like, I have triplets?
If you've, all the but same I also night. Get it, because if you have triplets, you might as well name them all Joel.
Like, it's a secret from parents, and I feel like as like when you're a kid, parents are like, oh, I can tell my twins apart, definitely. They can't.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they definitely can't. Of course they can't. No. I've never been able to tell twins apart in my entire life.
Yeah. How's
There's
a parent?
There's no way.
And babies already look heaps the same. So.
Oh, my God, babies look all the same. And people are always like, look at my baby. I'm like, it's...
Nah.
I can recognize it as a human child, and good for you.
Nah,
really
see,
because
you can have a cute baby, but you can also have an ugly as fuck baby, but you've got to tell the parents it's a cute baby. So there
That's
is
true.
An ugly and cute like.
I've
spectrum.
Never seen a cute baby in my whole life. I have never seen, I don't know what people are talking about. They're like, oh yeah, that one's a cute one. I'm like, no, it's not.
They look
it
like...
looks fucked up.
Yeah,
it's look... not ready yet. Yeah. It can't feed itself. All other mammals, they come out and they're like, oh, I can like climb on the tree. Like, I can hold onto my mother's back. And
horses
but
can
we
run.
Are, like, the
horses can
worst
just run
mammals.
Straight out of the womb.
You put a baby in a jungle, it's dead.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I think that the gestation period should be 2.5 years.
Yeah, 100%.
It's too long. You should come out like with your full personality, so it's like clear who you're going to be.
Yeah. Like a full set of
like,
adult teeth.
I should have come out with like a full, like a whiskey and like singing show tunes, and it would have been just clear who I was.
We know what's going to happen
now.
Next.
And I should have come out a full-on piece of shit.
Yeah.
Just a real dirtbag fuck of a kid.
Oh, I got a fucking dirtbag baby.
Your mum did say that. She actually did say that. It's on her Facebook.
Yeah.
She had Facebook back then.
Yeah. Remembering my dirtbag baby.
To a bouncing piece of shit.
Yeah, the doctor's like, oh, congratulations, Mama Dusha, you have a piece of shit. There you go.
I don't even think it'd be a congratulations. Just be pulling out baby Dusha, holding him up by his feet and being like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a piece of shit, baby.
I'm smoking a cigar.
Yeah, he's a dirtbag.
And today, we are asking the important questions like... How would you use La Familia? So, La Familia, aka the Fast and the Furious family,
aka La Familia,
Dom and the gang.
Yeah.
Obviously, Dom Toretto, head of the La Familia / Fast and Furious crew.
Mm-hmm.
Big the La Familia.
The La Familia. Or La La Familia.
La La Familia.
Head of the La Familia family.
Yes.
The La Familia.
So he's the head of the family. Mm-hmm. Big gang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the series, they go on missions that they organize themselves, or they do heists or whatever.
Yep.
And then as the series-
of respect, please. They do heists or whatever. These are the most impressive stunts in the goddamn world.
What have you done? Yeah.
Not nothing.
You're a piece of shit.
I've hosted a terrible podcast for 10 years.
Yeah. Never heisted shit.
Yeah.
I've definitely, it depends what
I've stolen
heist is.
From Coles. Does that count?
Yeah. I steal from supermarkets pretty regularly.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a heist.
How much would I have to take?
I think it would have to be multiple people to steal from Coles.
Did you know that at Coles and Woolworths, at the supermarket, they have plainclothes spies looking for people stealing stuff? Mm. I found out 2 days ago, and I can't stop thinking about it. I'm going to go to all the Coles, and I'm going to go find them. I'm going to find the undercover people. Now it will change your whole world. You'll just be walking around being like, what? Are you really interested in those noodles, or do you think I'm a criminal?
You fake it.
I'm obsessed.
Did you find out that they existed because they caught you stealing? Is that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, I was okay. Trying to steal a DVD of F9.
Yeah, good.
That's
hey, great
good.
Thing
I
to steal.
I usually steal feta.
Considering they've got plainclothes spies, they're not very good at their job because I ain't being caught. I'm slippery.
I keep thinking about the other day I bought two little capsicums from Safeway,
yeah.
Right? And they were decent-sized capsicums, enough for a pasta.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they didn't weigh enough on the little vegetable weigher thing, and it gave me an error. And then the lady came and she was like, oh, don't worry about it. You can just have those capsicums.
Yeah.
So you can get two capsicums for free from Safeway.
What?
Capsicum? What? Capsicums?
There were two little capsicums. They weigh nothing.
Yeah. And she capsicums was like, or did you get chilies?
Yeah.
Capsicums.
Like, how little are we talking?
Because a capsicum's pretty big.
They were miniature.
What you're doing
capsicums
with your
like
hands cap now is you've just gone 6 inches with your hands. You just showed us 6 inches worth of capsicums.
You were like,
they were
little. Big fish, little fish, cardboard box hand action.
They were tiny little capsicums. Like,
you've done it
God
again. You keep putting up six
inches. Because I'm frustrated.
Wait, is this like the ones you get in like a little packet where they come like, oh, you get like an orange one, a yellow one, and like all different multicolored ones?
Like
and
a
tiny
capsicum. Because a capsicum's like the size of a hand.
But this one wasn't.
Yeah, but how small was it?
It's like,
before you start going out saying, I bought two regular sized capsicums and you can go to Woolworths and get them for free.
Did you choose to get the small ones?
Well, yeah, I was only making pasta for one, so.
Why
don't you just
big
get
one?
Big one?
Or one normal size.
Too much capsicum.
Yeah, just get one normal capsicum.
But then I wouldn't have got it for free,
that's
would I?
That's true, he would have had
that's
to pay
true
for
that's
it.
That's true.
You can get two free capsicums from Safeway.
But they have to be tiny and fucked up by the sounds of things.
Yeah, they were all tiny in the pile.
Michelle looks so upset already.
I'm just confused about how small it has to be when you can weigh a tiny chili and they're like, yeah, that's 5 cents.
I've had it happen with the chili before as well. The chili didn't weigh enough and they let me have it for free. You
did
can get
you
one miniature
put it
chili
down, or did you just
lightly
sort of float it past?
It
you put your tying string to all your vegetables.
I don't know.
Like, oh, these potatoes aren't heavy enough.
Guess I get them for free. That's the rule.
Yeah.
That's a rule.
Yeah. What kind of fucked up tiny vegetables are you buying?
Yeah. It was a tiny little bird's eye pepper chili. It was tiny and it didn't weigh anything. Anyway, I guess I'd use the Fast and the Furious crew to help me heist stuff from Coles.
All right, so
how would that work?
Like, it's a weekly thing or just one big shop?
my whole shop will be done by the Fast and the Furious crew, and I'll stay at home. I can stay in my house, and they'll deliver it to me once they've finished.
So their job is to get. So you give them a shopping list of presumably fucked up things because you
tiny vegetables.
Yeah,
or
shop because you're like, oh, I'm only making one dish, tiny. So I'm doing. Yeah,
yeah.
I won't ever use another thing, so I should just.
Well, there's no waste.
So wait, are you using them as an Uber driver?
Yeah,
they're
but
collecting. They're a click and collect Uber driver.
Except you don't pay for it. So you're giving them your shopping list.
Yeah.
They're going to Coles and Woolworths, and their mission is to get all of that, but without
don't
paying
pay
a
for
cent
it. Don't give Coles a red cent. You're just going to steal all of my shopping, bring it back to me.
And the transition from this was you saying that it's actually easy to not pay for anything because you buy tiny amounts of fucked up things and now you're using.
Yeah. Well, I'm paying for heavy stuff. If it's heavy, I end up paying for it. If the pasta weighed nothing, I wouldn't pay for the pasta, but it weighs enough that I'm paying a dollar. Except that doesn't make sense because you don't weigh the pasta. It's got a barcode.
if you're buying small things, and this is something the listeners can take away, and yeah, it's technically a crime, but I don't care. That only do this at big chains. Mom and pop stores pay for your shit. Just when it says, I brought a bag, just leave the light shit in there and the thing's like, oh yeah, sweet bag.
Yeah, for sure. It's easy to steal and fun.
Here's what you do. You go in with maybe either, say, like a couple of baskets that you've bought from, say, Kmart, or maybe taken from Kmart in a previous exposition. And then what you want to do is you want to load up your groceries in there. And so when you got your own groceries, you can be like, oh, don't worry, I got most of these from Aldi. You didn't. So then you're basically getting most of your fruit and veg for free. And then there are various other things as well. It's hard to get things that like are labeled with Coles for free, but it's not impossible.
So, I mean, it's not even going to be hard for the Fast and the Furious crew.
Do they think? Do you think that they will be like, yes, this is what, you know, a good use of my time?
Well, I mean, I didn't know how to justify what I was getting them to do. If Don comes in and is like, Jackson, I don't want to pay. What am I doing? I could be heisting monuments or something.
What voice is this?
That's Don Toretto. La Familia.
I'm so sorry. That is not Dominic Toretto.
Well, the Michelle, family. Can we grab a...
the family.
Can we grab a Dom Toretto from you,
yes,
please?
See if you do better.
I don't think I can do it, but I'm not...
Glass houses.
Okay, let me just have... Well, I would... It's like if I had said, oh yeah, you know Dominic Toretto. Oh, it's me, Dominic Toretto. Going down the shop to get your groceries for you. Tiny wee vegetables.
Okay,
that's
like
not
Toretto,
how he sounds.
I like that Dominic Toretto is going undercover in England. This was good. Great impression, Michelle. Yeah. May I say.
Well, Helen Mirren is in it.
That's true.
I can do Helen Mirren in it. She's doing she's doing a bit of a Michael Caine in it. She's like, let me drive a car. Oh, I'm a sexy old lady. That's what she's like.
That is true.
That's my favorite Helen Mirren line. And I'm like, you are a sexy old lady.
Helen.
She truly is.
She truly is.
She's so hot. She's so hot.
Well, I probably don't need really the whole love for me. I could just take Dom.
Well, you probably need
to be
a couple
honest.
Of them. So, like, you know, how are you going about it? Are they, you know, people running interference? Are they being...
I probably only need Lenny and Dom, really.
Okay.
Dom can go in.
Roman and Tej. I think Lenny and Dom are busy.
Well, actually.
Okay. All right.
Tej is probably a great person to get because he's a tech guy.
Oh,
he could
yeah.
probably just hack into the scales and make everything weigh.
Hack the scales, make everything
exactly.
strawberries.
Why?
Hack the scales,
Why
make everything light.
Strawberry?
So then the staff is like, oh, you can
spenny,
have them for
man.
Free.
Go with potatoes. They're always
Yeah, strawberries
cheap.
Have gotten expensive.
Strawberries right now are $9.
There was a period of time where strawberries only cost $1.
Yeah, when they're in season. Do you know how... It's winter.
Fine. I'll get Tej to hack it so that everything weighs nothing. And then I'll weigh...
Why didn't you get Ramsey to hack it?
I'll get Ramsey and Tej to work together.
Please.
To make everything weigh nothing. And then they'll go and put everything on the scales and it'll weigh nothing. And the people working there will be like, you can have this for free.
Yeah.
Although I guess I can only get fruit and vegetables.
Surely you'd be like, hey, here's the list of shit that I need, right? Can you find the barcode and you can hack the system so you input that and it's just maybe they're only like $1 or maybe like for free or 50 cents or something.
It's make funny them, if I make it so they hack it so everything's only like a couple of bucks and they come to me and they give me a bill. Yeah, we did a heist on Safeway. $20.
$20 for an entire like
shop. That's not bad, actually.
You make like six or seven soups.
Yeah, that's true.
$20.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
Will I have to? Do you reckon? You know, do a sort of like Fast and the Furious post movie barbecue for them?
I mean,
that's on me.
That's part of this experience.
Like, they're also shoplifting all the delicious meats and Coronas.
I don't know if I want to do that.
You have to. You're using La Familia.
Yeah, so you'll have to put Coronas at $0.
Yeah.
Well, I guess as long as I don't have to use the vegetables, I got them to heist.
But you need to go get more vegetables.
Well, no,
meaning
in
that
they
this
can
experience. Because
go...
you're hosting them as a thank you for doing this.
Can I just make sausage? Do sausages and Corona?
You can do. Yeah, we can do sausages.
And then
and
I keep
bread.
The vegetables for myself.
Sausages and Corona.
Yeah.
This is the most fantastic gang in the world. They need more than sausages and Corona.
Like a couple rissoles?
Rissoles, at least.
Okay. Get one of those barbecue packs that has sausages and
like one of them, like the pepper steaks you can get from, you know, you just chuck them on the barbie, you overcook it, tastes garbage.
It's funny to imagine as part of the list that I've given them, there is one of those barbecue packs, and as they heist it, they're like, I think he's going to give us a terrible barbecue, because I am. I'm trying my best not to pay the Fast and the Furious crew for some reason.
Well, I wonder if you could, you know, expand this slightly bigger and maybe try and heist the entire store.
Oh, bring it back to my house.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you reckon they could do some kind of heist wherein my house presently becomes the Safeway and I get to live in the Safeway?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, I think they can help you move house into the Safeway.
Oh, I figured they'd do a swap. Like they'd rip up your house from the foundations that you're in.
Yeah.
And move that where the Coles is. And then
they'd put
the
it in the back of a big truck. And they'd put the Coles in the back of a big truck and then do a switcheroo.
They use magnets. They use magnets. You know, like when Ramsay is driving that big magnet truck and she gets in the car, she's like, hey guys, is this a bad time to say that I cannot drive?
yes, it is a bad
time. She figures it out. She nuts it out on the road.
That's right. The streets of Edinburgh. Edinburgh streets are not easy to direct.
It's a real trial by fire.
Yeah, it's all right. Ramsay learned how to drive. You don't know how to drive, it'll be good. She can teach you.
Maybe I just get them to do that. How to drive.
That might be a good use of their time. And yours,
Drive.
That'd be nice.
It's beneficial.
Yeah, what? That's a much better idea. Forget the Safeway and stuff.
Yeah.
And this is, you'll save more money this way anyway.
Yeah.
Get them to teach you how to drive and then.
And heist.
And heist.
You can give a man a fish he'll eat for a day. You teach a man to fish he'll eat for forever.
Yeah. That's true. And then I can steal the Safeway and live in it myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of always been a fantasy of mine to live in a Safeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But small, like a rat?
No. like in the walls or in the back room?
Yeah.
Well, sort of like
the fluorescent lights
just being able to eat anything in a Safeway at any time.
Is it a sexual fantasy?
Not really.
Sounds horny.
Yeah. Are you tiny in this?
Are you nude?
Are you tiny and nude?
If I was tiny and nude in a Safeway, that would kick ass. I'm not going to deny that, but I still don't think it's necessarily sexual. I think it's primal, if it's anything.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've heard that defense before.
Yeah. No, it's not horny. My wet dream was primal.
It's primal. I'm going back to caveman times when cavemen were tiny little nude guys eating a big can of beans or whatever.
I remember that when they were getting into this packet of snakes.
Yep. Yeah.
Cavemen.
I was there for that. Burrowing
into some Cocoa Pops. Yeah. Imagine you'd pour out your Cocoa Pops, this little nude man in there. You'd kill him with a book.
I wouldn't.
No.
I would never kill a tiny little man with my Cocoa Pops.
I'd be a bit shocked, and then I'd see.
I think you'd do it out of panic. Anyway.
I would not do it out of panic. Of course I would not. Oh my God, are you kidding?
Who's
I'd be like a tiny little man. I pick him up in my little hands. I'd say, hey, little guy, what do you need?
Yeah, what's little going pants? On?
He'd say to me, I just want to go back to Safeway.
Okay, fella.
I fell asleep with the Cocoa Pops.
Not again.
So in your, hang on, let's unpack this. So in your fantasy, you want to be a little tiny man who's nude.
Yeah.
In a packet of Cocoa Pops. Say one of us goes and buys a packet of Cocoa Pops, and as we're pouring it out, you pop out and you expect us to kill you.
With a book.
If I was pouring out Cocoa Pops.
Knowing that this is a sexual fantasy of yours to be a little nude man in a packet of Cocoa Pops.
No, that's not part of the sexual fantasy. It's just an unfortunate thing that might happen. If I was pouring out Cocoa Pops.
One of the risks.
Yeah, exactly.
And in the fetish community.
Yeah, always
getting
is.
Squished with a big, heavy book.
And that's why it's part of the you know, I get it. Oh, I don't get it. I understand. But the danger, that like, some fetishes have danger. Yours does too.
That's not part of the fetish. And it's not a fetish.
Better like a fetish.
We would never yuck your yum.
Yeah, this is a safe space.
If I was pouring out Cocoa Pops and a rat came out, I might panic and hit it with a book.
That's fucked up.
I would have just out of panic. Why I'd be like, because I don't know what I'm seeing. You're even more so if it's a little naked man.
How many books do you have on hand when you're pouring out Cocoa
Pops? Also,
books. Why is it a big book?
And then,
what are you trying to prove you
what?
Read?
Yeah, what would you guys do with La Familia, do you think?
Oh, I'd get them to teach me to swim.
They are good educators. That is fair.
They haven't run that great swim school.
Yeah.
I can't go next.
Everyone's a bit. Joel's I'm at brave.
Yeah.
Because when Jackson checked out, no one wants to jump in because the energy in this is.
It's aggressive. It's confrontational.
Well, the thing is, I'm a man with small needs. I don't really need a lot to do in, like, you know, in my sort of day-to-day life. There's got a couple things going on. So, one, my backyard is a piece of shit and I need someone to build a shed
and maybe do
some landscaping. Also, I'm not great at training my cats not to shit, like, on the floor. Uh-huh. So can they do that? And maybe try and get them to, like, them jumping up on the kitchen counter. So at the moment, if you look in my kitchen, I've, like, covered the bench in tinfoil to stop them from jumping up.
That's my solution.
I haven't used the stove in 2 days.
I can help you train your cats if you want.
But are you La Familia?
Just do that.
Yeah, Michelle's going to be La Familia.
It's very funny. They just weren't domesticated. Like, they're just not meant to. Everyone's like, yeah, when we domesticated cats, it's like,
they domesticated
cats are like, I don't think.
We tricked ourselves into thinking we domesticated.
When we talk about cats and dogs, like they're the same thing, that is the most psycho move that we have ever made as a society. They are not the same. Cats are 100% in control.
You
look at, like, you know, we got with Big Wolf, we're like, hey Wolf, don't eat us and we'll give you this delicious steak, and the wolf's like, all right.
Oh, okay.
And then the cats are like, what's going on over there? If I let you touch me and I tolerate it, can I have some kibble?
It feels like the cat was one day like, I live in your house now. Yeah. And we were like, oh, okay.
We've domesticated you. He's like, whatever you need to tell yourself, buddy.
Sure.
You're going to feed me.
Like, this is our cat. He's like, bless.
They're
so sweet. Good on them.
So do we think then that it's an impossible task to get La Familia to train Zammit's cat?
That's actually a good call then, because if it's an impossible task, the people that you go to for the impossible task are La Familia.
That's true.
Dom has kids.
Yeah.
Like, he has, that's a skill.
He probably had to tell his kids not to
climb on the table.
Yeah, or is having kids the skill?
Yeah.
Because.
Dom can have kids.
Yeah.
Lucky Dom.
Like, is that his
he comes.
Sperm works.
Yeah.
It's a skill. Rub it in. Dumb. Okay. That's all right.
I don't know if it's a skill. I reckon it's a set of circumstances.
Do we think, I know this is big coming from me, but do you think it's a waste of the La Familia's time to build a shed for Zammit?
Well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
What if I got him to steal a shed in someone else's better garden? Neighbor around and I covet their garden? And I'm like, hey, La Familia, steal it for me.
I like the image of a car speeding away and, like, chains going back into a garden, and then all of the vegetables are like pop, 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 pop down into the ground, and they just bring you a whole veggie patch. I think that's sick.
Yeah.
That is sick. So, like, tying chains to, like, the bottom of carrots.
Yeah. And taking them to your garden that way. But then I guess you've pulled the carrot out, so I don't know if you can replant it. I don't know how carrots work.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe if I can hire them long term to, like, maintain a garden.
So you want to? Okay. So you want to use them as gardens and cat nannies?
Yeah.
And you're not going to pay them. I wonder if throughout history there's an example of what that would be.
I can't think of a single one.
No, that seems fine and normal.
My European roots are saying that's completely fine.
Well, what's their motivation usually?
Yeah.
Threats?
It's usually family.
Yeah.
Okay, motivation, family.
Yeah.
Their records are going to be wiped. All the time. It's like just staying out of prison. It's always family, because at the end of the day, staying out of prison means the family stays together, right?
That's true.
And a lot of the time it's to, like, wipe somebody else's record so that they won't be, you know, always running from the law. It's always about wiping a record or whatever. And then they take on the task and then it becomes personal for whatever reason. But it's always presented that to them as, like, if you don't do this, you go to pris.
Mm-hmm.
If you do this, you won't have to go to pris for all of those DVD players you took
in
back
the first one
in the early 2000s.
Yeah, wow. Talk about the snowball effect, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Take a couple of DVD players.
And here I am talking to Mr. Nobody. Could I steal a kid? That's a motivation. A kid theft? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
child. Steal. That's family. That's family.
That's family. That's yeah.
He doesn't even know he has that kid. And then they're like, "Hey, you had a kid, and I have the kid." It's like so much.
Slow down.
How much proof does he need? Because if I get a random kid, say like a nephew or a cousin of mine, and I'm just like, "Yeah, Dom, this is your kid." Do my veggie patch.
He'll believe it, apparently.
He'll just believe it.
Kid might have pissed off some of my La Familia.
Well, yeah, what happened?
That's fine. You just put them on a plane. Jason Statham will get them in the end. Like, it's fine. Yeah,
that's true. Okay. Your family's killed by Jason Statham, but it's a small price to pay for having cats that don't climb on the counters and stuff.
And a shed. Like, and a brand new
yeah,
shed.
Exactly. That you didn't even have to build. Yeah.
And if it's also following the trajectory of other Fast and the Furious films, one thing you can do, because, Zamet, you've gone second, meaning that by this point, Jackson is part of La Familia.
Oh, that's true, I am!
Which means that you can probably also wager, like, if you do this, you could wipe Jackson's records from stealing from the supermarket.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's true. Erase
the crimes of making us think about you being a little nude man running around the supermarket and then being crushed by a big book in your cereal.
Yeah.
We're never forgetting that, nor moving on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
wave
that
crime
that wipe,
of tiny
that,
murder. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be worth it for sure. That's cool. And now Zammit's part of La Familia too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you reckon there'd be, like, how many of them are there in La Familia? Because that seems like a lot of people milling around my house.
Yeah. It's heaps.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot.
Well, they don't all live together. It's not a
true.
Brady Bunch.
Well, I know that, but
situation.
I can't, you know, I want to entertain them.
Yeah. Sounds oh, okay. Nice. You
well, that's
do...
why you need the shed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Plus, then they can build like a barbecue. I cannot stress on how much like my backyard sucks shit right now.
No, you just get a barbecue.
Yeah.
Once you're in the family, a barbecue just comes. It just
manifests.
What's La Familia's opinions on pizza ovens?
Oh.
I've never asked them.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like they'd like a pizza oven, though. Oh. Seems like the kind of thing Dom would be impressed by.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think Dom would like that.
Yeah. Okay. I reckon he might even
Dom
like...
Dom is short for Domino's, as we know.
Yeah,
Domino's
course.
Toretto. So I think he'd really like it.
Oh, okay. Well, get one of them as well, and then have them around, have a nice barbecue. They could admire the shed they've built.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Same thing. I can be like, thanks for wiping my debt, dude. Nobody remembers that I wanted to be a tiny nude man crushed with a book coming out of Cocoa Pops.
Yeah,
and
I don't know what that means. Yeah,
stop bringing it up.
Now we have to fix it again.
Yeah. I've only got space for one shed. Okay, cool.
That's perfect.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Has this ever happened to you? You look down and, oh no, my titties are out and I've spilled sauce on them from this sausage roll I'm currently eating. If only I had a t-shirt to cover up my shame and not get my titties sauced. Well, do we have the solution for you? Just head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab a tea today. Maybe you want the world to know that the vibe check is good. Or may I suggest the Saucy Boys tea? The perfect tea to mop up any sauce-based liquid to save you the embarrassment of dripping sauce on your uncovered chest. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
What about you, JD?
I think I'm going to use La Familia to get me into NASA.
Oh, nice. What are you going to do there?
Go to space.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. They've been to space.
They've been to space. But I haven't.
Yeah.
They
could take you. Yeah. They know their way around.
That's true. They do think while they're in space, while they're looking at Earth, they're like, oh, okay, this is probably the we're going to die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then
I thought they were going to die too.
Yeah. But I think we all did.
Especially because in the movie Romans.
Because
like,
of health.
It's crazy that
they should have died. Yeah. Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, because of physics and everything.
Fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's not important.
I'll worry about it when they put me in the car and I'm like, hang on a second, guys.
I like.
Shouldn't we die? And they're like, oh, we can't die. And I'm like, I don't know if I.
I don't know if I'm in La Familia enough yet to be immortal.
Yeah.
I like that your request's getting downgraded. You're like, can you please take me to NASA? And they're like, yeah, yeah, actually, we're going to put you in a car and just fire that into space.
That's still
pretty good.
It is pretty good.
It would be. Yeah. It's a rare experience that only two men that I'm aware of done before.
What would you do in space?
Yeah. Just hang out for a bit and then come back and then be like, I went to space.
It feels like you're wasting it.
Are you going to go to the like?
It feels like going to space is a waste.
No, it feels like you're wasting it while you're in space.
What do you want to do in space?
I don't know, throw stuff around, watch it float, float yourself.
Mm. Have a nap, see what that's like in zero G.
Yeah, take a dog or something, see how it responds.
They've been to space before. Dogs.
Yeah, dogs.
Before us.
Gotta bring
it was
something
sad.
New.
Yeah.
Platypus?
Oh, platypus hasn't been to space.
Bring the platypus. That's important.
It'll swim because it thinks it's in the sea.
That's really cute.
But it's floating in space.
Are they incredibly poisonous? Isn't there a chance that a platypus could kill me?
I think the boys are.
Just
I think they've
the
got
male
a poisonous
ones,
thumb.
They've got a little barb.
What?
Yeah.
Platypus boys have poisonous thumbs, and I think the pain is like one of the most painful stings you can experience. So maybe don't bring a platypus.
I'm Googling this very quickly.
No, that's fine.
Bring a big bird. Have we sent birds to space?
It's like fucked up if we haven't.
I think they're too small. I think that it would be too much pressure. You could take an emu.
An emu's big.
Oh, yes.
I wonder if it's got something to do with, I mean, like, birds' bones are hollow or something, so that I can imagine them just exploding under G.
Okay, bring a big chicken, like one of them Brahmin boys.
Yeah.
An emu, a cassowary.
You can't bring a cassowary into space. That's the most dangerous thing in the world.
It'll be interesting.
This is a lot of birds.
I'm like, love me. You're going to get me into space with this army of birds.
Yeah,
what are you doing? Just want to see what they do.
See how they react. See what their reaction is. Yeah.
So we sent dogs to space. We sent chimps to space. Have we sent a cat?
Yeah, probably.
There's been a cat. There's been a tortoise. His name is Horsefield.
Oh, my God.
By the Soviet Union.
Horsefield
the tortoise.
No, but horses in space. That's something we haven't done. They're big. They'll probably body it. And I could ride a horse on the moon.
It's awesome to imagine a horse in a NASA spacesuit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you should ride the horse in space. I think it's complicated. But yeah, you could do it.
Oh, it's zero G, right? The horse could ride you. You could fly
in that's true.
Take it in turns.
That's way more fun. You could have turns. Yeah, that'd be so nice.
Yeah.
Come on, little buddy.
Get on.
Come on.
You canter around the moon with a horse on your back?
Yeah.
Roman and Tash watching, being like, he's doing it.
I'd cry, I reckon. I'm so moved by that.
And also, it'll be good because, like, in the future, people will be like on the moon and they'll be like, look, there's horse footprints and people footprints. But then at this point onwards, there's only people footprints. And people are like, oh, that's sad. Like, no, it's beautiful because the horse didn't float into space. The horse rode the man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a weird. Yeah.
And then they both floated into space.
And then when, like, you know, the man is just like, horse, when I needed you the most, where were you? And the horse was like, well, that was when you carried me. And I was like, oh, yeah. Good
That's
time.
Great. Why haven't we sent a horse into space?
I don't know. Well, me...
Can't make a space helmet.
It's possible.
Yeah.
What about a goat?
Goat's good.
Goat's great.
I think horses would probably come down to the fact that NASA...
Don't have any.
Yeah, they're unfortunately a space organization and on a farm, so they couldn't get a horse.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's so sad.
How you design a seat?
This is a bit like the how would a horse wear jeans
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
But when you make a space helmet for a horse,
it's going to cover its whole head.
Yeah, but does that mean that you make just a huge sphere? Mm-hmm. Or do you make it horse head shaped?
You make it horse head shaped.
Okay, I was just asking.
I
just
was trying to figure
big
it
sphere,
out. Though.
Yeah, see, that's. Yeah. I thought there would be some debate.
But what? Also, like, where are they sitting?
Yeah.
Like, well, when that goes off in, like...
Yeah, no, that's, I think, probably part of the reason why you haven't sent really big animals to space. Yeah. Is because getting them up there seems hard.
Yeah, there's no horse in space. But there is a horse called Ghost who does work for, like, the space program. He's called Ghost, and he can go on to something to do with the beach and rockets. I don't know. I just did a quick skim. You'll have to Google it yourself.
What are they doing with this horse?
Hey, he pulls something.
That... Yeah. Horse has experienced G-force or zero gravity.
I hope that horse has experienced zero gravity.
I hope that horse has just had a lovely normal life.
Yeah, that's fair too.
Just had some salt and a lovely time.
Yeah, in zero gravity.
Ate a coconut. You know, something that I don't think
little
a horse should
apple.
Do.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I
little...
think it's real nice plats.
Oh, yeah, I will. It's got big, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
NASA's mm-hmm. great at naming the animals they send to space. Like they named that tortoise Horsefield. There was
that was the Soviet Union, not NASA. Oh. That wasn't.
If you're sending an animal to space, then I guess you got to give it a good name. Like that chimpanzee they sent to space named Ham. You know, Ham, the chimpanzee they sent to space.
Also, I think they don't name, they're not born to go to space. I think they're selected. I'm sure, like any other human, there's a rigorous training program.
Well, I know with Ham, her kids were trained to go to space. Because they were like, this chimpanzee's got space. We know she can do it. So her kids probably can.
Like Will Smith's kids.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
So what is the biggest animal?
I think Ham got a military funeral. Sorry, go on.
Well, congratulations, Ham. What's the biggest animal we've sent to space?
Rest in peace.
Like in terms of volume. Quite,
probably a guy, I would assume.
Yeah, I reckon just like a really big guy.
That's disappointing.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
That's
so something big, you know?
Damn.
I mean, I don't know. One of the
depends
astronauts...
on how big.
That's
it could
true.
Be really big.
Although...
the most impressive... person.
Yeah.
Or do astronauts have the same thing as like jockeys where they're like, be little, because that's better?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what this is.
Then you fit it in a, like they get smaller.
Yeah.
You've got to save money.
It's like
by
a foot, though.
Yeah, then you pack them in. It's easier to.
Maybe.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's weight requirements and height requirements.
Yeah. But I think they're looking for jockeys. Otherwise, every jockey would retire to become an astronaut or vice versa.
That would be awful. I don't like jockeys.
Yeah, no, I mean.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
No offense, but I hate all of you, all jockeys. Yeah. Get off the horses. Stop whipping.
Leave them alone.
But that solves two problems because people you hate. First of all, the
go into space.
Yeah, they're going. They're leaving Earth.
Yeah,
but then also, it's also fixing the problem because then the horses don't have people.
That's
on
true. Horses get to ride free
because all the jockeys are in space. We can also send horse trainers to space too if you want.
Yeah.
I'd like to campaign to send all of the jockeys to space.
Yeah,
and all factory farmers, anyone who's ever mistreated an animal to space, but just fight like a rocket launcher, like not in like a.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
I'm talking about murder.
Yeah,
as punishment.
Like a big book that we can use.
Really big book. Yeah.
It'd be pretty funny, though, if this, like, backfires, then it was just a colony on the moon of cunts.
That's true.
One day there will be.
That's true, too.
Well, actually, I guess this is, I'm changing my approach. It's still the same vibe.
Yeah.
I'm going to use La Familia to help campaign for a new thing where every terrible person goes to the moon, and then I'm going to use La Familia to destroy the moon.
Oh, yeah. That seems up their alley. That seems like something they could do.
I don't know. Would they destroy the moon? What if we just heist the moon?
They could steal the moon and...
Maybe swap it with one of Jupiter's moons, which seem cooler.
Yeah, like fake out, like with the safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, we thought that was...
Phoebe, Phoebus, what's that one called?
Yeah, I think Phoebus is one of Jupiter's moons.
One of those sick moons, and then like when all the guys from SpaceX or whatever and jockeys...
Yeah.
Or on our moon, we just send that moon to Jupiter. I'm like, forget about it.
See you around. Yeah. And then the gravity's huge and they all become discs or whatever.
And then I read the newspaper one day and I'm like, Elon Musk is dead. And I say, good.
Sweet, that rolls. Great news.
Yeah, so I reckon they'd be into it.
Yeah. I think that's a great method of using the La Familia.
Yeah.
And I think, as opposed to mine and Zamet's, it seems like a worthwhile use of their time.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's things that they would, it would kind of follow the trajectory of, like, things they do where it's like, that's the craziest thing that's ever happened to a human being.
Yeah.
But they can't talk about it because it's a secret mission. But their records are now wiped, so they're stuck.
It just feels like it's like a, almost like heisting the moon is like a afterthought. It's like they need to either move the tide somehow, or it needs to be this, like, we need to raise, like, have a wave at this point in time. What's the best way to do that? Well, if we move the moon a bit.
Yeah. Now you're thinking like a screenwriter.
Yeah.
For F11.
We're going to have to tie a rope to the moon and then tie it to the back of my Chevrolet.
And that will be strong enough. Just use the NOS.
Big rockets on one side of the dark side of the moon.
Uh-huh.
That will just ignite. And then we poof it a little bit, like a couple inches one way. Mm. And then maybe we just keep going. Maybe
and one of the ropes will break when you're using the NOS, but then Dom will open the car door and grab the rope. He'll be holding onto the steering wheel and the rope, and the moon will be pulled.
Is he trailing the moon around Earth now? Are they trying to make an eclipse happen? Pull the moon in front of the sun?
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
That's
like,
cool.
Oh, there's like a certain safe that's all like solar powered and it only will go off when there's an eclipse, but there won't be one for maybe a couple of weeks. We can't wait that long.
Got to make the eclipse come to us.
So when the eclipse happens.
Sorry, got to make the eclipse come to us.
Thank you. Yeah, goodness sake.
I'm so sorry.
Respect.
The vaults are pre-programmed to... to know when the eclipses are, so if we bring an eclipse forward, then it all
What's
unlocks and we can get into the vault. He's
getting all over the place.
I love the, like, attempt at a really long sentence in an accent you can't do. That was, I'm going to say heaps of stuff, and I am going to just say it up here.
Yeah, it was really bold of you.
Yeah. It was actually gorgeous. Yeah. I loved it.
I was born to perform.
Yeah, clearly.
So that's my plan,
which
leaves the last member of this crew, Michelle. How are you using La Familia?
Okay, I wanted to do two things. So this is a very selfish thing, but I think they'd be really great at like flyering on the street for a fringe show. I just think they would really like, it's lending some star power.
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like Dom's a great salesman. They can hack it so that nobody else's tickets can be sold. I just think it's really helpful to have them in the street team. It's an important
thing. And then they'd be saying, come see the show name, which is
Average Bear, Michelle Brazier, Average Bear at Assembly the Box at, I don't know, 5 or 6 p.m. for all of August.
Okay. Can we get an impression of how Dom might advertise it?
Oh, come along to see the weird girl, Michelle Brazier. Please don't be upset that this is sort of an amalgamation of your accent and somebody else's. I know you don't sound like this at all, but this is how I talk because I'm Dominic Toretto. And I just want you to come along and see. It's won lots of awards. It's never had an unsold seat in its whole life. It's actually fantastic. She's filmed it for a telly special. You should come and see it.
Dominic Toretto, I'm sold. Up there.
Exactly. That's how it would go. But my real thing, my real thing that I would use them to do, inspired by your NASA thing. So at the Melbourne Art Centre, there is, and I just heard whispers of this, and I was drinking, so I'm going to remember it incorrectly.
Uh-huh.
But I did my show there this year at Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It was really fun. It felt very fancy to be in such a big and fancy room in such a big and fancy art centre. And I heard whispers that there is a room, a secret room, that's like made of mirrors, has a lot of mirrors, or has some jewels, or has like all of those things, and they took Lady Di there.
Whoa.
Now, I don't know if that's where she is now. I just want to see the room. It's like a secret room they took Lady Di to and maybe some other people, but like only very special. So I want the family to get me into the Lady Di room.
Whoa.
I will say that if I heard this story, I'd be a bit scared of the room because I know what happened to Lady Di. And I'd be like, was that a concert?
Or do you? Yeah.
Are you going to enter into the Lady Di room and she's going to be like... welcome.
Oh, that's a famous
you
Lady
Di
impression.
You can't leave this room. The queen will kill you if you do.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that Lady Di sounds the same as Dominic Toretto. Exactly the same. It's really hard to tell them apart.
Yeah,
that's not true. She sounds like Helen Mirren in Fast and Furious. All right, love, welcome right down the main train. Come into the room. We got mirrors.
That's why the whole relationship was doomed from the start. Lizzie was just like, that uncouth accent.
Yeah, exactly.
I should be clear. I did go to acting school where they did have accents as an elective, but I did not elect them.
What? Well, you didn't need to.
Yeah, you already were good at it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Ask someone from the UK what they think of those.
I'm pretty sure they would say you aced it.
They would be like, isn't she? Her Australian accent's really impressive. That's what they would say.
Yeah, her base UK accent. Yeah. Generic. What?
Generic. She's from London. That's how they all sound.
All throughout the UK. We've been there.
Yeah, it's basically one accent with like a couple tiny changes.
I think the best way
is so many accents.
I think the best way to let you know, to let Michelle know like how her accent was, is to buy a ticket to Average Bear.
Yeah.
Fringe Festival.
Tell her in person.
I agree. Truly agree.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Like, so just watch the show, enjoy, clap, standing ovation at the end.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Then after the show, if you see Michelle flyering, then you're like,
hey.
You sound...
Your accent?
And then...
Ballistic.
Then after you say that to Michelle, you're then going to buy a ticket to whatever night the flyer is for.
Yeah.
Obviously the flyers are for the whole run, so you're gonna buy a ticket to the whole run.
You gotta get to see every single show.
Yeah, I'm not going to get specific day flyers printed.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That would be
expensive and stupid.
That would be a fucked up thing to do when I think about it.
Yeah.
And that would be like, what if something that everyone at Edinburgh Fringe hates doing was 30 times worse because every single day it was
Yeah,
no, make it worse.
I think so, yeah. What would you do once you got in the mirror room? What's I mean, obviously we don't know all of its secrets, but what would be your next step?
I would pat heaps of dogs. I'd bring heaps of dogs in and I'd pat all the dogs. I'd sit there and I'd pat all the dogs and I'd look around in all the mirrors and I'd be like, this is infinite dogs.
Yeah.
Holy
shit.
And I'd bring a sandwich. Oh my God, I'd be so happy.
Oh, damn, that's good.
They might serve you a sandwich though.
Yeah, we don't know what happens in the Lady Di room.
I don't know if you have to tell them your dietaries before you break in.
I have exactly the same feelings about secret rooms as you do, Michelle, in which if I hear about them, I need to be in them.
Yeah.
Well, is that in the Vatican? Isn't there like underground shit? Or did I just read the Da Vinci Code and accept it?
Yeah, no, there's underground shit in the Vatican.
The Da Vinci Code is a documentary.
Yeah, Mary Magdalene was Jesus Christ's wife or whatever that book movie says.
Yeah,
Tom Hanks was there.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a professor of a legitimate thing that is definitely taught in schools.
Yeah, the Vatican's got all the secret Bible stuff we're not allowed to see, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, like that secret. There's a whole drawer of penises.
They got heaps of stuff.
Yeah. They got the penis drawer.
Yeah.
They got there's a Bible section of the Bible that was too horny, too hot for regular eyes, and they got rid of it.
What?
Yeah, it's called like the Gospel of Eve or something, and it's like, I think it's like basically just erotica, and they were like, we should get rid of this from the Bible. But
this is
I disagree.
How God wants you to fuck.
Well, yeah, because isn't there, this might be me misremembering something that is fictional and my brain's twisted into nonfiction.
Yeah.
Isn't there like every tens of years, they kind of like revise the Bible and they're like, oh, is there any like gospels we should add in? Because there's ones that just aren't published.
Maybe. Yeah. Like there's a bunch of apocrypha and stuff as well that they're like, is it the Bible? Isn't it the Bible?
I don't think the Catholic or Christian dogma would like that if they revised it for 10 years. I think there might be a misremembrance. I don't know either, but I just.
I mean, they do though. They do change things.
New editions come out.
One of the gospels. The book of the first one was written. Mark? I think it was Mark. Mark, Matthew, Luke.
Mark. I know the whole gospel. Hi, Mark.
I did not hear this.
Wow. No, I was confirmed Catholic. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Mark's gospel ends, but then they wrote another part that wasn't written by the same guy because they're like, huh, that isn't.
That's not Mark.
Well, no, because the book ends with, like, Jesus was nailed to the cross, the end.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, that's not a miracle. That's a man died. Okay. So then they bring like anything. So that point onwards is like another chapter where they're like, oh, and he came back.
What a psycho way as well. What a psycho way to kill people.
It's full on.
Just use them.
And they're like, this book from this time of history is the way to live now. It's like, that is the most psycho thing to do to a person. What we'll do, right, is we will nail them to a fucking cross.
Put them on a hill.
And then we'll erect the cross on a hill so everyone can have a little... and a little goss. You're a fucking psycho. Write it now where it's like, you know, if you don't have hot water, you don't have to pay rent for a month. Like, like it's normal. It's a better time now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I should write it. I'll use La Familia to write a new Bible.
Whoa. The Book of La Familia. Yes.
That would be pretty good. That's like
the Gospel According to Dom.
Nice values.
The Gospel According to Dom is great.
Yeah.
You can have like runways that go for hours and hours, all kinds of things.
Good moral lessons as well.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
It's not about just living a good life. It's also about like, well, there are certain things that you have to do to protect La Familia, and that can be betraying La Familia to protect La Familia.
That's true. It's
and nice not messaging. Just living a good life, but living that good life a quarter mile at a time.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Well, in the Fast and the Furious movie, Dom is, I guess, the role of Jesus and the role of Judas because he betrays La Familia.
That's true.
But it's for a greater cause, which isn't what Judas does. Judas does it for money. Then he jumps off a cliff because he's like, I shouldn't have done that.
He hangs himself on a tree. And
right.
Did Judas kill himself?
Yeah.
He was cut
about
it.
Oh, my God. That's so sad. I loved him.
He's my stand, Judas.
Oh, my God. He was so hot in that Lady Gaga film clip. Oh, my God. Rip.
Hottest apostle.
Rip, Judas.
But then there's also a cool part of the Bible that people don't talk about because he's not in, like, all the versions, but... Because Jesus dies on Good Friday.
Wait, what?
Yeah, spoilers.
Pretty Good Friday.
Dude,
yeah,
not up to
that. He's
so hot in Jesus Christ Superstar.
And then on Sunday, he comes back, and everyone's like, what happened Saturday? In Saturday, because Jesus died for the sins.
I assume Jesus was just hanging around on Saturday.
Why is it Good Friday that he's dead and not Good Sunday when he's back?
Yeah, but it should
agree.
Be bad Friday.
I don't understand.
But yeah, on the Saturday, apparently he goes to hell.
Oh, what's he doing there?
Because he dies for everyone's sins. He goes to hell and he's like, hey, don't worry about it. You're good now.
Was it horny there?
Oh, probably.
Hell's horny. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon hell's heaps horny.
A lot of cool shit's happening in hell.
Yeah,
I reckon so too.
Yeah,
I reckon.
So I hope I go.
Yeah, probably a lot of tiny nude people.
Yeah, they got mirror rooms. They got mirror safeways.
Whoa.
My lady dies there. No, just kidding. She would never be there.
No, that's true.
Because she's still alive. Wait, what? Oh, my God.
She's
Rip. She was so hot in Diana the Musical.
So I think, like, when it comes down to it, there was no wrong answers today except for Jackson's, which was fucked up.
A little nude man getting hit by a book.
Well, that wasn't what I was going to do with La Familia. That was just a thing I think is a risk if I'm tiny and nude in a supermarket.
It's
Which
good
it
to
is.
Assess the risk.
Risk assessment. It's good.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
I was Joel too.
New Joel, a.k.a. Michelle, where can we find you? And maybe do you have a show coming up for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival that you could plug?
No, I'm too shy.
modest.
You can find me at Michelle Brazier on like Instagram and Twitter. You can see my show in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Fringe. I'm also doing a show about getting scammed in July at Comedy Republic in Melbourne and Average Bear in Sydney. I'm doing a lot of stuff. You just look me up and I'll be screaming about what I'm doing. You can go see my tour dates. But please do come and see me if you are based in the UK or Europe and you're going to be around for Edinburgh because it's a good show. Honestly, it's won a lot of awards. Like, I'm really worried about how I'm going to follow it up. So you come. This could be the peak. It's important that you see me while I'm hot because next year could just be a real letdown.
Yeah. It is probably, like, it's rare to have two shows pretty much at the same time that are both critically acclaimed, and I would be so scared if I was in your spot. So I'm glad to hear you're
terrified.
Also,
I have no idea what's going to happen. But even writing the second show, it's not my second show, but the show after Average Bear, I was like, fuck, I'm a fraud. And then I wrote that and I did it, and I was like, actually, I'm a genius. And now I'm back to fraud. I'm in full fraud mode trying to write something. Dude.
Okay, well, I'll be interested in this in about like a couple months. You'll be like, I'm a genius again. And that'll be nice.
No, it won't be until it's open. It will not be until it is open and I have had people clap. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh my God, you're right.
That's right.
Oh my God, thank you.
I am still young, hot, and a genius. Yeah. You're absolutely right. That's what every clap at a live show means.
Yeah.
Yes.
So buy tickets to all of Michelle's shows. Go clap.
Yeah.
Please.
Thank you so much for joining us, Michelle. And yeah, like I just said, everyone go to her shows. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Fly to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Go see Michelle's show. No one else's show. Just
Michelle's. Yeah,
yeah. Just see
Michelle's. Don't see anyone else. Yeah, it's
not everyone else's. They're going to be garbage on the other shows.
Yeah. And we didn't agree to that. Honestly, we didn't agree that we were going to see other shows.
Yeah.
No.
It's fine if that's our relationship, but that's not the terms that we've set.
Exactly. Yeah. You can see Avery Fair most nights.
Yeah.
So we can see it every night.
You don't need other shows.
You'll be busy seeing Average Bear.
And the dynamic will change. You know, after a few nights, maybe we'll just watch a movie and we'll be passionate. But it's going to be still really lovely. After a while, we'll be comfortable together. And,
yeah.
Maybe we'll get a dog or something.
Isn't that what we're all after? Isn't that what we want in life? Just comfort.
Yeah. It is what we want.
Just want comfort.
It is.
Go see a show.
Do you want more of this bullshit but don't want the commitment of SansPants Plus? I get it. Too many shows, a good chunk of them are D&D, and I don't know if you know this, but that shit is for nerds, and RSS feeds are confusing as all hell. So we've teamed up with Acast to provide a plumbing sampler. For $5 a month, you get a monthly bonus episode not available on the regular feed, as well as our monthly What If show that was, until now, only available to SansPants Kings. That's 2 extra episodes a month, an increase of 50% more bullshit. You also get episodes without any dynamic ad insertions and the undying gratitude of one of the hosts of your choice. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar, or there's a link in the show notes which will be a lot easier to navigate. Once again, that URL I just said.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.